Friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I will be ministering a special message entitled, Nail It to the Cross. Now, normally my dad, Brother Hardy, would be preaching, but he wants me to share with you this powerful truth that the cross is greater than the curse. This revelation totally revolutionized my own life, and I know it will yours too. Your eyes will be open to see that everything that is part of the curse, Jesus has nailed to his cross. Stay tuned, because at the end of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Nail It to the Cross.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah! Praise Him for the blood of Jesus. Oh, bless His holy name. Bless His wonderful name. Oh, we thank You for the blood. We thank You for the blood. Where would I be? Where would I be without the blood of Jesus? Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There is deliverance in the blood. Oh, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, I bless You this morning, Lord Jesus. Are you saved this morning? It's because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, it's all because of the blood of Jesus. We thank You for the blood. We thank You for the blood. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank Him for the blood. Thank Him for the blood. Thank Him for the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless Your name. Bless Your name. Bless Your name, Jesus. Oh, bless Your name. Bless Your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood that saved me. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, glory to His name. I'm not ashamed. What about you? I feel like Paul when he said in Romans, the first chapter, verses 16, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. I'm glad that the gospel is good news. Jesus saves, and He still saves today. The blood of Jesus still has power today to cleanse you and make you every whit whole. Hallelujah. We bless His holy name. God bless you for being here this morning. We greet all of you, our visitors, our members and our visitors and family members. We pray that the Lord will bless your heart this morning. And if you have a Bible and you want to follow me in the scriptures, I'm going to read one verse from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 26th chapter and verse 2. One little verse, and it says, as a bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Now, as a bird flies through the air looking for a place to put her foot, looking for a branch to alight on, looking for someone where to rest her feet, the bird is looking for a place to alight. And the wise man said, in similar manner, the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, the curse is looking for an open window that it can come in and find somewhere to land. The curse is looking for someone that's not protected and someone that's vulnerable, looking for a place where it can come in and alight its foot. The curse causeless shall not come. Now, we understand cause and effect. Everything in our entire universe, everything boils down to cause and effect. Everything has a cause. How many know that? Everything has a cause. And I'm not going to preach on evolution this morning, but that's part of the whole theory of evolution. Everything has a cause. But when you come back to the creation, you come back to God as the creator. That nothing is by accident. Nothing is happenstance. Nothing just happened so complexly to come together and be what it is. Everything has a cause. And the Bible says the curse has a cause. Everything is cause and effect. We know that if you do certain things, you're going to have a consequence. Amen? And we know that there are many, many questions that are always asked, and you cannot have an answer unless you have a question. Just like you cannot have an effect unless you have a cause. And you know, we always like to ask questions. We're always wanting to know the how, the who, the where, the when, and oh, the biggie is the why. From the time your little toddler can barely learn to talk, he's going to say, "Mommy, why?" And what are you going to say? You're going to say, "Because." I know you might say "because," but it's really "because." Amen? We don't say "because," but I want you to see the word there. When your son comes pulling on your pant leg, Daddy, and says, "Daddy, why this or how come that?" You're going to say, "Well, because." Because we ask the question and we know that there's going to be an answer. We're going to have the cause of everything that there's going to be a question. We're going to have the answer. So we ask these questions. Why did the curse come? Now, if the curse causeless shall not come, then that means there has to be a cause. How many say that you cannot have a curse without a cause? Do you understand that? Tell somebody, you cannot have a curse without a cause. Before there can be a curse, there has to be a cause. So let's look in Genesis, the second chapter. We'll only read portions of scripture, and others I'll paraphrase for the sake of time. And I'm sure that most of you know this story anyway. But we know that God created Adam and Eve and put them in a beautiful garden and gave them the dominion over the garden. And God told them, he said, "Of every tree in this garden thou mayest freely eat." I like God because God deals in positives. God is a positive God. He doesn't come right down on you and start lowering the boom on your head and say, "Don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other." He said to them, "Look at this beautiful garden." I don't know how many trees were in that garden. There could have been all kinds of manifold fruit trees in that garden. And God said, "Of every tree you may freely eat, but just this one." This one tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Of that tree you shall not eat. Let's read what God said in Genesis, the second chapter, verse 16. "And the Lord God commanded the man." Somebody say "the man." Now that's important, and I'm going to show you why in a moment. "Saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." You see, God is a God of liberty and freedom. God doesn't want to rain on your party. And God doesn't want to take away all your joy and all your fun in life. That's not what God's about. God's about giving you joy and giving you life and giving you blessings and freedom. He said, "You may freely eat of all these trees." And you can imagine how beautiful they were. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt" what? "Surely die." So here we have cause and effect. God said, in the day that you eat of this tree, in that day you shall surely die. Paul said in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 23, he said, "The wages of sin is death." If you have a cause, if you have sin, you're going to have an effect. You're going to have a wage and a payday, and the payday is death. And it comes all the way back here to Genesis 2 and 16. Now, I want you to see it was unmistakable what God said. It was clear as crystal. There was no way that they could misunderstand God's intention. He made it very clear. He didn't say, "I would prefer that you don't eat of this tree." Nor did he say, "I hope that you won't eat of this tree." But he said, "Thou shalt not eat of this tree. for in the day that you do, you shall surely die. God the Creator speaking to His creation. God the Father, the parent, speaking to His child. God, He's the righteous judge, speaking to us. God the potter, speaking to us the clay. He said, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day you shall surely, you shall certainly. I want you to understand this. There's nothing about this that I want you to misunderstand. I want you to know the consequence of your cause. If you do, you shall surely die. So we see that as time went on, I won't read this, but you know what happened. You know that a serpent was there. Satan came. He beguiled Eve. He told her, oh, go ahead and just taste of that tree. And he took the word of God and he manipulated it a little bit. And that's how the devil comes. He will come with a little bit of truth. A little bit of truth is more dangerous than all lie. Because a little bit of truth will deceive you. And he came and began to manipulate the word of God. And he said, God did not say in the day that you shall surely die. And even Eve, she got caught up in the beguilement. She said, God said we shouldn't eat it, lest we die. Well, lest is a lot weaker than surely. How many know lest is a whole lot weaker than surely? Lest means, well, perhaps you will, maybe you will, you might. But surely means don't be mistaken, you shall. And so we know that the serpent beguiled Eve, and she ate of the tree, and she beguiled her husband, and he ate of the tree. And now we have the first cause. We have sin. We have disobedience because they trespassed. And you know what? The word trespass means that you break a known law. And if no one has it posted, thou shalt not trespass, and you walk on that property and it's not posted, you don't know you didn't break a law. But if there's a sign up there that says, thou shalt not trespass, no trespassers here, and you do, then you're subject to the penalty of the law.
Amen. Friends, I trust that you are being blessed by this devil-chasing message, Nail It to the Cross. I am so excited to share this truth with you because this revelation was the catalyst for deliverance and victory in my own life, and I continue to walk in it every day. And it boils down to this: the cross is greater than the curse. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought curses not only upon themselves, but upon all their posterity. The Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. The cause is sin, and we were all born in sin, and we're all under the curse. Now, if you can remove the cause, you will break the curse. Galatians 3:13 says, but Christ hath redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Jesus had to hang on the cross, and there he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's the written evidence, the cause that proved our guilt and brought the curse. And he nailed it to his cross. Then he publicly spoiled and legally stripped Satan of any right to bring it on us again. Now it is up to you and to me to see every sin, sickness, disease, fear, torment, depression, addiction, and all demonic oppression nailed to the cross in Jesus' name. You have to get this message, not because I preached it, but because it is the truth that the devil hopes you never get in your spirit. The complete message is available on CD or cassette tape for your love gift of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK120 and specify if you want CD or tape. Send to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.